The joke of the year may be making members of the opposite sex believe you are much richer than you are. The Fox reality series Joe Millionaire inspired gag gift entrepreneur Richard Halperin, based in Hollywood, to sell packs of phony ATM receipts.
A man goes to a bar, meets the girl of his dreams, and then at the end of the night when he's looking for a piece of paper to write his phone number on, he reaches in, pulls out this fake ATM receipt, scribbles his number on there, and there's a balance of $314,000.
$314,000. The phony ATM receipts, called ATM imitations, look and feel authentic with the fake barcode on the back, but the discerning eye will find a few gags hidden in the gag.
If you look at that 3.14, et cetera, all the numbers that go all the way down the end, that is equal to pi. You know, the name of the company is Fidelity National Bank and Savings, which is, if you look that up, you'll probably never find it.
The bank's initials, a little lower brow, FNBS. The joke's been around for 6 months, and despite getting plenty of publicity, people are still falling for it. Here's one testimonial, Jeff Jackson, a marketing assistant in Chicago.
We went out one night to a local bar around here, and I was talking to this person for a long time. I will call her Linda. You know, I asked her for her number, and she said she really didn't give numbers out. But I said, okay, I'll give you my number. While I pulled the ATM imitations receipt out, and I put my number on the back of it and gave it to her. And I noticed her, she looked at the number, and then she turned it over and kind of surreptitiously looked at the receipt amount. And I couldn't tell if she looked shocked or whatever, but there was a kind of a change in her attitude, which was a little friendlier to me. But the weird part is, she's been calling me and calling and seeing if we want to go out and if I show up in my beat-up Jeep versus like a Ferrari or something. Maybe I'll keep the ruse going, or maybe I'll just, cut and run.
Jeff Jackson says he probably won't use that phony ATM receipt again. To impress women, anyway.